Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is Mama Seven, and we are doing a wonderful approach radio. This radio segment, this is the classroom. That's what we'll be doing every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And when the Spirit gave me the name, I was like, yeah, that's exactly what we do. It's been Wednesday. It's been Wednesday all day. That means we've been working through the fast. That means we've been working through the white. That means we've just been working. We get our work in. You know, we're constantly trying to apply ourselves, constantly trying to improve ourselves, better ourselves, work with ourselves. It's really a process. An important process, a necessary process. We don't get better accidentally. We actually have to put work involved into it, okay? Not a big deal, but it is a fact. We have to work. And once we get of a certain age, we are responsible for our own work. How about that? So, you know, not only do we have to put the work in, we are the ones that are responsible for getting the work in. So it's not just a matter of, hey, mom got that. And it's not a matter of mom got that. And it's also not a matter of I'm mad that mom didn't give me that. How about, you know, at this point in our life, you have to sit back and say, with our human parents, they gave me the best that they could. Even if you don't think it was their best, it might have been their best, okay? So they gave me the best that they could, and now I got to take it from here. And sometimes that's a lot easier said than done, okay? But this is why we're in the classroom. This is life classroom. This is spirit classroom, where we're here every Wednesday. So when we get finished with our work, when we get finished with our shrine work, our prayers, our study, when we get finished making our phone calls and doing our reach out, when we get finished with all that, we get together here on the radio and we build with one another, we share with one another, we try to help each other through these situations. So I had a great conversation with one of my godchildren, and he was telling me, hey, I can feel myself growing. I can feel myself teaching and learning at the same time. And I'm like, okay, that's wonderful. This is your wonderful approach. You are actually making wonderful things happen. And it was just so wonderful to get that aha with him, you know. And really be able to say, okay, do you see how this is working out? You know, do you see how we're making this move together? So when it comes to a wonderful approach, I'm a strong believer that we are all teachers of something. And we're all students of something. Okay? So there's not a grand poobah here, you know. There is only those that have gone through these steps prior, and then there's those that have gone through other steps. So, you know, I tell people, look, I learn from butterflies. I learn from everybody. And so once you have set it out, once you have opened your mind to learn, to receive, it happens. And I tell you, Spirit, it's happening. There are lots of good positives going on. And so I feel really good about where we're going and how we're going to get there, okay? So that's today's topic. Today is what I wish I knew, beginning your spiritual journey. I know I'm going to get some really great calls on this one because beginning is always kind of rough, okay? No matter what your beginning is rough. So we're going to be spending that time, you know, maybe taking it a little slower this evening, also, you know, opening it up for some questions. Sometimes you have a question and you may say, oh, well, everyone else seems to know what's going on. And that may not be the truth, okay? So let's go ahead and make plans to build with each other, grow with each other, and really try to give each other that support, okay? So last week's show, we spoke about everyday blessings, And the reason why we had to talk about the everyday blessings, you know, the everyday miracles, and because they happen every day. And sometimes we take it for granted, and we don't need to do that. We need to be thankful for all of the blessings that God has laid out for us. And that was the show right before Thanksgiving. Oh, my goodness. So Thanksgiving, for those that don't know, those that are new to Mama 7, Thanksgiving is my absolute favorite, bestest holiday ever. You know, a holiday that combines gratitude and food, oh, I'm all there. I'm all in, okay? It's always wonderful for me. You know, even, you know, this particular Thanksgiving, I was working, and it was wonderful. So to have a show talking about everyday blessings, oh, that was so needed. It was needed. It was everything. Because we have to get to the point where we can start to recognize the blessings all around us, you know. Driving on the highway like the way I drive, and I don't drive crazy, but I drive a lot. For those that drive like I drive, oh, my goodness. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of – you're taking a lot of risk doing this kind of driving. And it's a blessing to arrive, okay, safe, sound, no cops, no flat tires, no, okay? It's a blessing. And I'm thankful and say thank you, say my prayers every time I arrive because I know that's the kind of stuff that helps to keep me alive. You know, I recognize that God spared my life one more time, okay? And those are the kind of things that I think we take for granted for. And I just had to pull everybody's attention. Hey, look, what are you thankful for? You know, within a wonderful approach, we have three journals. Your journal that has all your readings, guided meditation notes, whatever, that journal is there. Then you have another journal that has your study. And if you've been with me for 6 months, you know what your study is, okay? And whatever you're supposed to study, herbs, stones, spirit, divination, whatever you're supposed to be studying, study. And then the third journal is the gratitude journal. This is where all your thanks go. The things that you are thankful for are the things that you will pray for and pray to protect. So this is what we're working on, okay? So after Thanksgiving, that gratitude journal should be full. In fact, I was telling everybody, Talib was like, okay, Mom, I need some of that special paper. I'm like, boy, for what? What is going to, well, I need this and I need that and I want the, This is the master of the art of attraction, the law of attraction. This is the master. And so I was like, so after explaining all the different needs he had and how he was going to try to be this and be this good person and this, okay, whatever, shorty, here you go. And so some of it, I mean, we just got finished last weekend, and already some of it is starting to manifest itself. So I am incredibly pleased, because that means I have passed that lesson down successfully, and that's very important. But get your gratitude journals going. Get your, you know, because when you have a hard day, and it was kind of interesting, I taught a class today which was, I think, was one of my best classes, and I got a horrible score on the class. And I was like, teach a great class, get a horrible score. Teach a horrible class, get a great score. I think y'all are trying to trick me. It was a great, great class. And I say it was a great class because the guys are, like, really opening up. And one of them said, yeah, you know, but what happens when I have a hard day? And I was like, okay, let's talk about it. Let me explain to you that that hard day is on its way. It is not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And we, the spiritual leaders, we still have this problem. This is still a challenge for us. We are still going to have hard days. We don't get to quit. We don't get to, you know, call in another day. We don't get to do any of that. We have to keep going. And we have to have an answer for those hard days. For me, my answer is going through that gratitude journal. Because if I was thankful for it on Wednesday, I'll probably be thankful for it on Thursday. You see? And the things that mean so much to me when I'm feeling good and I'm having a good day, they mean that much to me even when I'm having a hard day. You understand? So that gratitude journal is not just a place where we put our wishes, dreams, fantasies, all that good stuff. You know, it's really where we put our tools, okay? The things that we're going to use against this negativity. Because negativity can't win if you don't give it the win. All right? And I'm never going to give it the win, ever. It'll never get a win for me. You know, I'm not saying that I'll never lose. I'm saying I'm not going to give you the win. I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, you got that. Mm-mm, not for me, you won't. I'm going to fight. I believe in fighting. And especially when it comes to negativity, because I know how damaging and dangerous it is. Negativity can surprise you, and that's never what you want. Negativity will sneak up on you, and you won't even realize it's there, okay? So we have to be cautious with that. So the Everyday Blessing Show was so much fun, and it really helped me to do what I love to do, which is spell out the blessing. Spell it out. You know, exactly what is a blessing? Exactly how is this a blessing? You know, let's recognize it. Give our health, oh my God, everyday blessing. And if we're not careful, it will tear down. So we have to pay attention to that, okay? All right. So today's program, oh, and if you want to listen to that show live, any of the shows, what you have to do is go to A Wonderful Approach Facebook page, and the list of shows will be there. If you want, you can also go to awonderfulapproach.com, and it has the shows. And I have to shout out our first extension. You know, remember, we are extending ourselves. We are growing. A Wonderful Approach is not going to be just the classroom anymore. We're going to have the extra shows coming in. So A Wonderful Approach is going to be a network. And there's more to come. I am just so excited. Okay, so this Sunday, we're going to be having the Faith Walk. And it's kind of interesting that Sister Faith chose this upcoming weekend and how she chose that particular title because it truly is going to be a faith walk for her with everything she has going on in her personal life. You know, our thoughts are with her, our prayers are with her, and it's really a blessing that she will be able to come and do this work for and with us. So Sunday, we're going to be doing the Faith Walk. So look for that to come out, and that will be on A Wonderful Approach Facebook page as well. So, yay, Sunday. I'm looking forward to it. So here we go. Today, what I wish I knew. Beginning Your Spiritual Journey, okay? And this is a collective. One, there's a number of great points to the program. But one great point of the program, the classroom, is this is not just me speaking. So I come with one set of information, knowledge, whatever you want to call it. And then we have our gurus that call in, and they help to share with us their perspective and their understanding. And sometimes I just have people call in and press one. I love it. That just lets us know that you are listening, you're here, you're with us, we're growing together. So all you have to do is press one. That lets me know in the switchboard that you like to speak. But we need to know what you wish you knew at the beginning, okay? So the program is open. Anyone can speak. I love to hear, you know, this is a great time for you to either ask questions, to share that big aha moment that came for you. Whatever you're looking for, it's real important that, you know, we kind of leave the breadcrumb trail for those that are coming behind us, and not breadcrumbs, okay? We don't want the birds to eat this. You want to leave real footprints that they can look to and that they can have as they're going on their journey, okay? So I got a caller that would love to speak. How awesome is that? Let me see if we can patch caller in. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings. This is Tamara, Mama 7.
Greetings, Tamara. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good.
I have a question and sort of a comment. Since okay. I've been listening to your program, it really has, as I told you before, it made me extremely comfortable to know that there are other people that thought like me.
Amen.
But I'm in an infancy state, mm-hmm. and I'm hearing workshops, and I had a devastating blow on Monday. On top of everything that I thought, and it knocked me off balance. And the topic uh-huh. was love, knocked me oh. down, Mama Severin, real bad.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I realized that I need to do more to prepare, because like you said, they're going to come days. It's just
yes,
when they come.
Definitely.
So I would like to know, learn more of how to prepare, how to, like you said, you were able to you're going to put up a fight, you know.
Right.
I didn't know how, I don't know how to fight, Mama Sarah. When
okay.
it comes to
well,
that
look,
particular stuff.
I'm going to give you some sparring tips, okay? We're going to get this
okay.
fight done so that we can learn. And we're going to talk more. We'll talk off air about Monday, okay? So one tip is you're doing exactly what you should be doing, which is reaching out. So many people get shy and stuck in their ways and they don't want to reach. No, you reach out, you know? So I'm going to answer your questions. I'm going to put you on hold because you got a little feedback. But I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to talk more. I'll give you a call tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. Stay with us. So great, super great point. What to do when you are still very new, not quite sure what, how, when to do, but you're still taking on these blows and – because it happens, and it happens with everyone, okay? So the first tool, the first protection that we have is prayer, okay? Prayer notifies all agents of good that, you know, yes, I have a relationship with God. I'm one of his children, yes. And whatever's going on, they get the memo. God instructs them, hey, protect this one. You know, our ancestors that were here with us are constantly praying and watching over our behalf. But the first thing we have to do is we have to have that relationship with God, okay? Because, and I tell people, I don't tell God about my problems. I tell my problems about my God. I let them know you may not want none of this. I let my problems know you will not be successful. Now, that doesn't mean I don't get beat up, because Lord knows I do. But it means that I have a fight. I'm not just going to lay down for you, you know. And positivity has a responsibility to fight negativity. We must fight, you know, because there are those, like you said, that can't, that don't know how, that have lost their way, lost their will. So those are able body, able mind. They have to get in there and make the good fight, not just fight. Oh, we can't fight underhanded. We can't call names. We can't do that. We have to really get in there and put some positive things in motion. That's the only way this is going to work. It's the only way this is going to work. So for my newbies, and I went through this with 2 years ago when I first got these my goddaughters and all of the angels of a wonderful approach. Everyone has to have that prayer. That prayer, whatever that prayer is, you got to have it. You got to hold it real tight. You got to know this prayer backwards and forward, because this is the prayer that's going to shine the light in the darkness. And a lot of times, I know I got my prayer when I was young, and I learned the words to the prayer, the Lord's Prayer, and I learned the words. But as I got older, those words had meaning. When I was young, they didn't necessarily have that much. I mean, they had meaning, but not that much. You know, when I was younger, I wielded those words like a shield, you know. As I got older, I began to understand that the shield is a protective barrier, but it also has, I had responsibilities in holding the shield. And so the more I understood about prayer, the more I was ready to move forward in it. I was ready to take those covenants. I was ready to manage my own negativity. Oh, this is a big thing. Not only do I fight negativity, dear sister, I make sure I'm not producing any of it. I make sure to watch my language. I make sure to, even when I'm expressing displeasure, that I am remembering that a lot of times the person that is causing the displeasure is a child of God. We're all children of God. Even the ones that are acting up and being foolish and all this other stuff, they still children of God too. They may not know it though. So I have to work hard to fight a good fight, fight a righteous fight, without hurting and damaging one of God's children. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little tricky, but that prayer, that's the first step. Meditation, of course, that's the second step. Third, getting into that journaling is it, okay? So how do we get ready for that? How do we get ready for that blow? How do we get ready for the trouble? We make sure that we stay prayed up, strengthened, you know. So something that I, and that was a great question. That's a great way to start off the program. You know, we need to know, how do you fight, especially when you're in your infancy. So that first step, you know, a wonderful approach. We've been doing this about 8 years now. And I can tell you, one of the first steps that you have to do is learn that prayer. You're going to get that personal relationship with God. You're going to understand who you are in God's eyes. So I absolutely love it, okay? And I will be making sure that everyone, I will be posting it. So this is how this works. I let everybody know about the workshops we have coming up. I always make sure a Wonderful Approach gets that information first, and then I put the information out on the website, okay? So you will know all the Wonderful Approach will get the opportunity to get their tickets first, to do whatever they need to do, and then we're going to move forward and making sure that we leave, have enough space for everybody else to come, okay? But those things are coming up, and you'll see them posted online. But most people will be getting that personal email or text and let you know, hey, this is what we got going on, and I want you to get in when you fit in so that we can make sure that we're prepared for everything. You have to be prepared. So what I wish I knew when I was beginning, the beginning journey, okay? And all of you, if you would like to contribute, all you have to do is press 1. That lets us know that you'd like to contribute, okay? One of the things that I wish I knew when I was just beginning, and I was told this, and I didn't really believe it, and then I was told it again, and then I've seen examples of it. Living a spiritual lifestyle, being a spiritualist, practicing in the ATR, but however you're working, does not guarantee that you will never have any problems, okay? And I think sometimes people get disillusioned as to thinking, oh, if I make my prayers every other day or every day like I'm supposed to, I won't have any problems. That's not true. And every now and again, I'll have a child in pain say to me, well, what's the sense of making prayers if I'm still going to have a problem? And when children are in pain, they say stuff like that, okay? And we're all children. We're all children. We're all God's children. So the question is, if I'm still going to have challenges, why do all this work? Why pray? Why try to hold myself in a righteous manner? Why try to taper my tongue and argue, not fight? Why go through all this if I still have challenges, you know? And number one, if it were easy, everyone would do this. This would be simple, cookie cutter, boom, boom, boom. It's fine. But it's not cookie cutter, and it's not simple. And there's tests to any and everything. Every time you leave a grade level, back in grade school, way back in the day, Lord have mercy, way back in the day with grade school, we when you passed from one class to the next, you had to take a test. That let everybody know you were ready for the next level. Until you were able to pass that test with a certain level of proficiency, you weren't allowed to go to the next level. So even when you walk in the classroom, even if you're like, man, I'm ready to take my test right now, I got it. I got the answers. They didn't give you the test. You still had to go through the trial. You still had to learn. You still had to go through the process, right? And then once you went through the process enough, not to your satisfaction, but to a teacher, to a guide's satisfaction, then you were given the test. Right? Now, depending on how you did with that test, that lets you know if you moved forward or if you stayed right where you were. Right? Correct? That's spirituality. Everybody think, oh, I'm grown. I'm ready for the big time. Put me in, coach. And I'm like, okay. When that test comes, you have to be ready for it. And a lot of times, you know, people are good with God as long as the sun is shining. You know, they're good with God as long as everything is going their way. They're having a great day. You know, they got a raise at the job. You know, their spouse is just loving them and treating them good. And that's when people are great with God. But my God's not a sometime God. You know what I'm saying? My God is the everyday, all day kind of God. And so it's not always sunshiny. You know, it's not always butterflies and gumdrops, and it's not always that. And so you have to learn how to love God and love yourself no matter what. You have to know how to be patient with your children, even when they are doing something you may not want them to do. You know, they're still children. They're still your children. So, you know, there's so much that we need to learn in this process. But one thing I wish that I had taken more serious is understanding that they are still trials that we have to learn. You know, it doesn't just fall into your lap. The perfect relationship doesn't just fall into your lap just because you're a good person. You still got to work at it like everybody else. So that was a very interesting point for me. Okay. Another very interesting point that I wish more people knew about spirituality and about spiritual journeys is spiritual journeys is a journey. It's not a destination, okay? Meaning that everything that you're learning it because you're going to need it along the path. But you shouldn't, you know, we should not be racing to get to this point called enlightenment. And so that at that point we could say, check mark, I got to the enlightenment, I'm done. That's not enlightenment, okay? It can be a long process, okay? I really wish more people would give into how the length of time on the process, how long it takes, whatever it takes, whatever it takes. I really wish more people understood and could be patient with the length of time that it takes to get done and everything it takes to get done, okay? So, like, okay, let's say we're studying stones, right? I love stones. I love raw stones. I love polished stones. I love to wear stones. I love to, you know, I have them all over my shrine room, all on the shrine. There are a couple that I actually keep on my person. There are a couple that travel with me. You know, they are an intricate part of my life. There's all kinds of things you can do with stones to capture their energy. As much as I know, I wish I knew more. You know, I wish I knew triple as much. You know, one of the adventure events I want to do is I want to go stone digging. There's a couple of crystal caves where you can actually go stone digging. I want to go dig. I would love to see. I would love for the earth to hand me a stone. And I'm willing to get dirty for it. You know, I've seen some pictures and I'm like, ooh, that's a lot of red clay, but, you know, I'm willing to try it. The study of stones goes so far. You know, it's not just about what's pretty. It's about do you clean these in water and kosher salt in the moonlight, or do you clean them in the sun? Some of them, you actually clean them with the earth. You know, you bury them and clean. There's so many different ways to clean a stone depending on the stone and depending on what you are using the stone for. You know, they have prayer stones that I absolutely love that are stones, and I composed some of them where I call them prayer buddies. You know, you hold them in your hand and you're making prayers, and you're like, okay, I'm thinking, I'm praying, I'm thinking, and I'm holding this energy capsule in my hand called a stone, a gem, a crystal. You know, some of these crystals will react to you, and that's amazing. You know, I have a stone that was given to me from a sister. Let me see. This was, Talib was, 6 months, so 15 years ago. 15 years ago. And she gave it to me because she saw it react to me. in. So she, 15 years ago, and it was her one of her favorite stones. But she said the stone, when I held it, the stone like lightened up. It was a turquoise, topaz, quartz, something like that. And so she gave it to me, and I still have that on my reading table. And it's a whole study. It's a whole study. It's one that I have to spend time and energy to. I have books I read for it. I have everything. When I'm studying divination, I study that every day, at least 45 minutes a day. That's not my prayer. That's not this. It's not that. It's not 45 minutes a day I spend learning how to read, learning how to prepare myself for reading, learning how to cleanse myself after reading. It's constant, constant study, okay? So when people are talking about their spiritual journey, I don't want them to think that I'll just wake up and I'll be enlightened and I'll be Buddha, you know what I'm saying? No, that's not even the goal. The goal is for your evolution, however that's supposed to be. We don't even know the final picture. We're just moving towards the steps. You see what I'm saying? So I wish people knew that this journey was really a life journey. Take your time with it. You don't have to rush. You don't have to make things happen overnight. And apply yourself, okay? I got a caller that would like to speak and share with us some things they wish they knew before they started this journey. Let's see here. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Alafia and greetings. Peace. How are you, Mama Seven? Are you there? Uh-oh.
Yes. Uh-oh, can you hear me now?
Yes,
I said, I'd love to hear you call in. Love to hear you call in. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Happy Wednesday.
Yes, it's Wednesday. It is Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Boy, I love those working on me Wednesdays, you know, that you always send out.
Yeah, definitely working on me Wednesday.
Yes.
I think this is a great topic, especially to refresh ourselves and to go back and think about, because I'm listening to you, and I'm like, you know, what if I knew then what I know now? You know, especially in the beginning of my journey, and you hit it. It's a journey. It's not a destination. If I knew then I wouldn't have gotten caught up in looking at other people's journey. I wouldn't have got caught up in the glitter, the shine, the you know, being spiritual means that you're always going to be positive. That's a lie. You know,
it's a lie.
You know, and that doesn't mean that we don't strive to work on a higher vibration. However,
correct,
there also has to be balance there, because if we don't deal with the light and the dark, then what happens is that we don't go back. And it's one thing I so appreciate about the assignments that you give us, yes, I said it, and the I say it until I get it, but the assignments that we get, you know, the retreats, you know, it all brings you back to working on yourself. So if, you know, working with yourself, and when you start working with yourself, you start cleaning out those areas, those corners, those parts of your psyche that you really don't deal with, because we try to put the icing over it, not realizing that if you don't deal within, it's eventually going to show without. There's a saying that I have on my refrigerator that says, what you do in private shows up in public. Of course, that's about eating carbs. However, you know, it's about what you do in private you know, shows up in public. So if we're not doing our, saying our prayers, if we don't meditate, if we're not using our tools, and I think that was one of the best things that when Mama Khadija was on, and, you know, in the beginning of the radio program, talking about that toolbox and how everybody has and working on your spiritual toolbox and how to use it and what tools that you're supposed to use. So just like you told the sister earlier, one of the tools she used was call a friend, you know, reach out to somebody, you know, and just to let her know that she thinks that she can't fight. You know, she thinks that she doesn't have any fight in her. But as long as you're alive and as long as you're breathing, and as long as you make it to have a choice, you have fight in you. You know, now the palate might be the palate light might be turned down, but you can still burn somebody. So don't think you don't have a fight in you. You know, you have it. It's just that you might just need a little, you know, something sprayed on it. You know, so in knowing that, that's when you use those tools. That's when you start digging deep within yourself. That's when you ask for help. And that right there is the first step, asking for help, you know.
Asking for help
and not beating you and being kind to yourself in the process. And it has just taken me over the last, you know, year or so to really realize that, I'm kind to everybody else, you know, but I'm hard on myself. Well, you should do this, and it should be better. And then, no. Because we teach people how to treat us. So if we teach people how to treat us, we have to treat ourselves kindly. You know, somebody makes a mistake and they say sorry and you forgive them. Well, what do we do for ourselves? Do when we make a mistake, do we forgive ourselves? Do we forgive ourselves for not leaving? For not leaving that relationship that wasn't beneficial to us. Do we forgive ourselves for the things that we said to our children that wasn't kind? Do we forgive ourselves for the thoughts that we have about our own selves, you know, looking at other people and, you know, trying to covet or be jealous, you know? And once you recognize those things, you look at and you just try to bury it. No, forgive yourself through the healing. Forgive yourself through the process. And it will really and truly help. We live in a society that teaches you to love everything outside of yourself. It teaches you to go to everything outside of yourself. And God lives within. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You know, so, and she that is in me. So that divine female, that divine masculine, that feminine masculine energy that we have in ourselves, we have to cultivate that. And if I had a understanding of that when I was younger, then I'd be that master manifester that Brother Talib is. You know, I'd be that, you know, or, you know, to be able to sit there and sprinkle fairy dust around, like, you know, some of these young folks that we have. Looking at them, I look at them like, you know, and I just love the young people that are coming up under us or coming us that's coming around, because they have so much to give, as well as they getting those trickle down jewels, and they're absorbing it. You know, and they're like that stone that you say you carry in your pocket. It has so much energy. It's so connected to the earth, you know, and and they'll be able, because everything that we do now is not for us. It's for our children's 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 children. Like us right now, we're here based on the prayers of our ancestors. We're here based on their sacrifices and their blood. So what we do right now is for hours to come. That's why, it's going to be hard. Yes, you're always going to be attacked. If more. Yes, there's a higher standard that you have to be, that you have to stand up. Why you think Jesus went in the desert for 40 days and had to fast right before he was, he knew he had to go up for that to be crucified, but he was like, hold, let me take a moment. Let me dig deep. Let me deal with this devil. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let me deal with my temptations. Yeah. I have to fast. I got to pray. You know, let me dig deep. You know, and sometimes mm-hmm. that's what we have to do. We have to go ahead and dig deep and be willing to do the work. I have honestly come to the realization that, yes, I'm lazy in some areas, and yes, I do the thing. However, I'm working on those things every day, and every day when I notice it coming up, it's like I turn my back. Nope. We're not doing the P word, and we're not doing the L yep. word. We're going to do the F word, which is forgiveness, and I'm going to be kind. Yep. And I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do something different today that my future self is going to be thankful for later, you know, that's yep. going to say, oh, I'm so glad that you did that. I'm so glad that you prayed. I'm so glad that you refreshed your altar. I'm so glad that you did these things that you're supposed to do, because Amen. This in the long run. It's how it benefits.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I hope I made my point.
Yeah. Yes, you did. I had a young one of the young people come tell me, Mama Seven, I had no idea you do all of that work before events. And I'm like, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I said, and the reason why you have to see it is because soon you're going to be doing it. That's
right.
You know, this is why
yeah.
you're here. Okay.
Yeah.
You have to know what is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot
I mean,
of work.
Like, I didn't realize why, you know, the kids outside planning, I'm inside, you know, filing paperwork or organizing
okay.
files. And just to know that was going to take me to be in, you know, my own virtual assistant business or administrative
yes.
assistant, you know, I didn't realize those, that I was being prepped to be an entrepreneur.
Yes.
You know, I
yes.
was like, oh, God, it's Saturday. I want to go outside
playing.
And play. You know,
right.
play. However, let's
right.
do the work first, and then we can
yes.
go do everything else. That's just, you know, how I was raised in
yes.
certain areas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It does take work.
Yes. It does take work. It takes a lot of work, but the rewards
mm-hmm.
are worth it. This so
the rewards are worth it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they
mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Thank you so much, sister, for calling in and sharing with us all that good information and inspiration to keep going in the middle of all this, okay? You know, we
yes.
need those reminders. We need those reminders. So amen to that. Amen.
All right, peace.
All right, peace. How awesome. How awesome. Absolutely love it. Something I think everybody needs to know about this spiritual journey that you're on is that everyone is not healing at the same rate as you. Okay? Let me say it again. Everyone is not healing at the same rate. Okay? So it's like, you're going through life and you're feeling like, oh, man, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I feel the difference. It's like going to the gym. You know, the first time or two, all you're going to feel is the pain. But after you get to a certain point, you know, it's like it doesn't hurt as much. And you start to say, you know, I'm starting to see a little difference, you know, get a little buff, feel a little tighter. You know, this is working for me. I like this. Everyone is not healing at the same rate as you, okay? So that means you can't look for you in other people. And that can get kind of hard to deal with, a little irritating to deal with at times, because you're like, hey, we're all supposed to be working on ourselves. What's taking you so long? You know, why are you still playing in the mud? Why are you still doing this, doing that? You know, and it's because we all grow at different times and rates, you know, in certain environments, okay? This is why fruits and vegetables, all food comes in seasons. All the fruit is not available in spring. All the fruit is not available in the fall. Apples need a certain environment to grow. They need it a little cold and crisp, and that's why they come from places that also have a bit of a freeze to it, okay? Where our oranges and those things that need the hot sun, but yet a lot of moisture come from, like, the Florida, southeast. But, like, sage, something I use a lot of, and I would love to grow some. Sage means almost like desert-like environment to say, very dry, okay? So you can't think that your healing is going to be the same as your neighbor's, or your neighbor's the same as you. Stop expecting that, okay? I was at the store and Tyler saw a little avocado, you know, a little avocado, maybe the size of the palm of your hand. That's it. Then saw one of those big, like, California avocados that are the size of the whole hand, fingertip. And he's like, wait, are these same avocados? I said, they're both avocados that were grown in different environments. And he was like, are they both avocados, though? You know, and of course the answer is yes, but different environments. You have to understand that if you are planted in a certain environment that helps you to flourish, gives you rich soil, you're planted in a wonderful approach, okay? You are given rich soil to flourish. You're watered regularly. You're spoken to gently, even sometimes spoken to not gently. Either way, you are nurtured and nourished and poured into from multiple angles, sun all day. You're going to bloom. But you can't look at someone else that might even be a rose growing out of the concrete. That rose growing out of the concrete doesn't have the benefit and the protection and the poured into that you have. Okay? So that rose is going to react and grow differently than you are. So you have to make sure that you don't have the same kind of expectations of that rose. You can say, hey, rose, why are you not blooming? Why don't you open your petals up? And the rose is like, look, I'm in concrete. If I open up too far, the predators will come get me. I won't have any protection. See, when you're in that a wonderful approach garden, you're protected from rats. You're protected from weeds. You're protected from people walking and stomping. And there, no, you have lots of protection. Okay? So we have to really be aware that everyone's not on our level. And it's okay. Even if you are a seed in the garden, you are still, you know, even if you're in your infancy, even if you're just beginning, you're still in a good place, a protected place, a safe place. But you have to understand everyone doesn't have that benefit. And it shows. It shows. You know, for someone, if you have started at a wonderful approach, you actually have a blessing that, you know, you don't have to go through 50 million houses before you find a reputable one. You have the blessing of not having to, you know, some of those heartaches and pains of being in, being around people that don't understand you, nor do they want to. You know, the pains of being around people who can't nourish your flower when your flower desperately needs nourishing. You know, it can be very heartbreaking to feel alone in the world. You know, I've never heard of a bush growing out of the concrete. It's always just a rose, one little rose, you know. Not a garden, not a variety of plants and foliage and fruits and foods and seeds. And when you have a variety, when you have a garden, then you get to attract bees. The bees come and they do their pollination. It's a whole ecosystem. Because when we're sending out all these good vibes, then we're going to attract others that are going to come help support our good vibes. So everyone doesn't have the benefit of a garden. So you have to be cautious and really kind of have to protect yourself from those who didn't get a chance to grow up with the benefit of a garden, with the benefit of protection, with the benefit of constant and consistent love. So we have to be patient with others, okay? And so one thing I wish, you know, that I would have known, because I have had my heart broken. I mean, you know, really broken when I'm like, oh, man, we're going to take over the world. We're going to be praying together. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And, you know, everyone didn't come into spirituality for the same reasons I came in. You know, some people came in, oh, child, please, I'm here to get my husband and bounce. You know, or I'm here to get this monkey off my back temporarily, then bounce. You know, I don't want to be making all these commitments. I don't want to have to stop some of my negative habits. I don't want to have to change who I really am. I just want to be able to fake it long enough for me to go ahead and get what I want and then keep it pushing. When those people do that, act like that, say that, we have to understand everybody's not in a garden. And we have to allow them to move on. Move forward. Go ahead. Do whatever you need to do over there, not over here. You see? So I wish more people could understand that everybody didn't heal at your rate, okay? So stop thinking that everyone cares about forgiveness and that everyone can nurture you, that everyone is even worth your time. Some of these people we have to kind of back away from, you know, a drowning person can drown you. You know, they're very dangerous. And so a toxic person spreads its toxic on you. Don't play with that. Just let that go. So that's something I wish people knew coming into this journey. Everyone does not heal the same. Your journey is your journey. And honestly, if you're journeying correctly, it's going to take all your time, all your energy. You won't have time and energy for, you know, this or that. You know, you're going to be like, oh, I am too busy. I am too swamped. I am too to be worried with all this other stuff. Okay? Your own journey is full and rich, and it has rewards. But if you're busy looking at someone else's journey, it's always going to look slanted. It's always going to look fuller. It's always going to look greener. So, worry about you. Worry about you. And so I wish that was something that everybody knew. You know, everyone's journey is different. Everyone's responsibility is different. You know, this is why gardens have many different types of flowers in it and have other things, certain kind of bees in it. The garden, most gardens need a fence in order to create some protection around them. And you may not consider the fence part of the garden, but I do. That's your, and so people are like, man, you're treating this fence like it's part of the garden. It is. It's protecting the garden. It's setting up some good parameters for the garden. It's part of the garden. And even though it's not a flower, it's still part of the garden. And we have to respect it as such. These are all wonderful things. And on one hand, I would say basic. But on the other hand, if you don't get it early, it will frustrate you. You're like, oh my goodness, why are they like this? Why are they still walking around playing in the mud? You know, Mama Seven, you keep saying, I can't play in the mud. Why do they get to play in the mud? Because they're not in a garden, and you are. You see? So these are things I wish people knew coming in, okay? Something else I wish people knew coming in. I wish people knew that, and I look at my tree example, you know, we look at the trees that are up and they're growing. And it looks like they have branches. But then if you take those same branches and put them in the ground, they call them roots, you know. So the tree, you know, especially like the tree of life, it goes up and down, okay? I wish people knew that there was also a unevolved, there was a downside to spirituality, a dark side. And I say dark not to mean, I'm not talking about the negative aspect. I'm talking about just a dark side. You know, just like the moon, you know, right now it's dark. This is not a negative time of day. It's just a dark part of the day. And we have to allow for that space to be. You know, there are some people that only want to exist in the dark and deny. You know, you're going to deny the sun. You're going to deny the light. You can't do that. But we can't be in the light and deny the dark either. This moon is important. So I really wish people understood that dark does not mean negative. You know, and dark is not even an opposite of the sun. Dark is not an opposite of the light. It is another, it's a different thing. But it's not an opposite. Okay? Because you can't call the sun, trust me, the sun during the summertime when we're fasting and the sun don't set till 9 o'clock, you might think that sun is negative. You'll be mad. Oh, you'll be so mad at that sun. You're like, oh my God, I'm back to this. But then there's times where we need the sun to grow, to shine, to warm our houses, to strengthen us, all of that. We get vitamins from the sun. You know, we are people of the sun. So we need the sun. But we can't be afraid of the moon either. We have to respect the moon. We have to respect those other arts. And when I think about, you know, when I think about the idea of the duality of the light and the dark, I also think about the duality of the divine feminine and the divine masculine. You know, so I wish I could tell people that masculine doesn't always mean male and divine feminine doesn't always mean female. You know, there's so much that we have learned that we really, in order to have a full understanding in spirituality, we kind of have to unlearn some things. Okay. So, you know, another thing that I wish that, you know, I could tell all my newbies is don't get committed to man and woman being masculine and feminine, okay? Masculinity is an energy, it's a trait, and those traits can change as society changes, you know? Feminine is an energy, it's not a... something that's given out with every woman and no. So one thing that one tip I would throw in was to kind of let go of those ideas. Okay. In the beginning, I have journals dating back from when I was 18 and everything. I can't stress how important the journaling is. Now, journaling can feel like a chore because you are writing, and not many of us write anymore. You know what I'm saying? We'll text, you know, in text, abbreviated words and emojis and all this other stuff, but really the art of writing, you know, can be almost considered a lost art because we're not doing it that often. But the journaling helps us to document for us about us. It helps us to understand where we are. And if you can be honest with yourself on this paper, see, one thing, just a unique set, she said the words, oh, you know, we have to do the work. We have to be honest with ourselves. We have to forgive ourselves. If you're not ever honest with yourself, you're not going to forgive yourself. You won't know it's a problem. You know? So we have to get to the point where we can journal so that we can really see who we are. Be able to see kind of what we're doing, you know. We have to be able to do that. So for the newbies, I would say do not hesitate and do not underestimate the importance of journaling. Document where you are. You know, even, and I was speaking to a little one, a very little one earlier. I said, even if you're drawing, you know, you don't have to always document with words. And you don't have to be a professional writer, you know. As long as you can read it, that's all that really matters. That's all that really matters. But, yeah, I have journals, and I can go back and I can look and see what my mindset was at this time. I can go back and see, ooh, okay, right before this rough patch, you were doing X, Y, and Z. You know, you were overly concerned with this, and that led me here. And then you can start to create an understanding as to how certain things impact you. Because sometimes when you're in the middle of it, you can't think back. That's why you need to have those journals where you can go and actually look and see your handwriting and say, oh, yeah, I was feeling like this. I was writing like this. I did have this understanding. And you can kind of think, okay, what got me here? You know? So that's one thing I wish I knew. One thing I wish I knew, and your family, your people may not get it. The people who you care about the most, the people that are closest to you, may not understand your passion and therefore may not support you. When you are doing this spiritual journey, it truly, truly has to be about you and God. It definitely can't be for Mama Seven. I don't hold that much clout. I wish I did. I'm just a nice person. But I don't hold clout like that. When you come into this spiritual journey, it has to truly, truly, truly be about you. It has to be about the things that you want, the things you need. It has to be about that calling within yourself. I knew there was more, so I had to search, you know. I knew I wasn't the only one, because you're not, so I had to search. So, but understand, there may be some people very close to you that are not going to get this. They're not going to get the reason you want to pray. They're not going to get the reason why you can't, you know, I'm not saying that you can't hang out in the clubs, but you don't frequent the clubs, you know, like you used to. They're not going to get, you know, sometimes like we do fast and, you know, we're working hard on trying to put our collective prayers together and all that wonderful stuff. The person you live with may not understand and support, but someone miles and hours away will be right there holding your hand through the whole thing, okay? God never closes a door without opening up a window. There's always a way. There's always a way. But we can't get mentally bogged down in who supports us and who doesn't. I beg of you, don't get bogged down in this debate and that debate. All those debates are, you know, because I am a bit of a scholar of religion and culture and everything like that, I learn, they always wanted me to come to debate. And I would tell them, the devil needs no advocate, nor does God need your defense. You don't have to argue with these people about who God is and who God isn't. You don't have to argue. You don't have to be an advocate for the devil. The devil, really? Well, let's play devil's advocate. Let's not. So we don't have to take God's goodness and all the positive things that we do have and use them in such a frivolous manner. That's so not necessary. Okay? So I wish what people would know is that, you know, you don't have to debate religion. Don't debate religion. Now, someone's asking you a question because they really want to know, and you can tell. You will be able to tell people that really want to know as opposed to people that are really trying to get a point across or trying to dispel your point and blah, blah. It's so not worth it, family. I'm telling you it's not. Because God's light shines for everyone to see. Now, if people are closing their eyes, well, then that's on them. You know, for me, the best example, the best proving people right or wrong, whatever you want to do, whatever you're into. Like they say, the proof is in the pudding, okay? The best way to show them right or wrong is for you to be right. You to be righteous. You to be positive. That's the only thing you need to work on, okay? So it's been, that has been a real point of contention. That, you know, a lot of people have gotten their feelings hurt on that. And I will, you know, quickly bow myself out. That's not for me to say. The people, oh, what about this and what about that? My favorite answer is, oh, I wasn't there. I don't know. But if you need verification from those that were actually there to witness, then, you know, that's a different conversation you need to have with God, you know, not me. I'm not going to debate. So one thing that I wish that I knew earlier is that position is very okay. You know, I had that position, and, oh, my God, the grief I took for it. And I'm like, yeah, whatever with the grief stuff, because I don't believe that God would be pleased with me just trying to use his knowledge to combat people. I don't think God would be happy with that. So that is a real important part of what you needed to know. So, we're moving into the prayer portion of this program. I absolutely had a great time. I love these programs because, like Sister Janique said, you got to do our renewals. You got to refresh where we came from, what we're thinking about. Also, kind of go back and think, you know, if prayer is my strong rock, am I staying diligent with my prayers? And so we have to continue our work with this, okay? You have to continue. Like I say, I love looking back at my old journals, okay? Journals from 18 years old, that's a lot of years. It's a lot of years. And I go back and I look through them because I really want to know where I've come. God has brought me a long way. And I can see in my past where he's always been prepping me to do exactly what I'm doing right now. I have known this has been the end result forever. This is who I am. But it takes going back and looking at the clues that God left me to really begin to understand, okay, this is why I had to go through this. Even if it was a heartache, even if it was, you know, and heartaches for me don't always mean relationships. I've had friends, you know, break heart, you know, just because I just knew this was going to be a great partnership or friendship or whatever. So, oh yeah, it's been real. It's going to be real. But I wanted to continue this together and continue to survive it and to remember those little things. So many nuggets we got when we were little, and just like I was saying about the Lord's Prayer, I knew the words, but it wasn't until I was much older that the meaning started to kick in, and I started to really understand what those words were telling me. So go back, review your notes, and do that, okay? So we're moving into the prayer portion of the program. Every Wednesday night we have a prayer in this. Why? Because prayer is a building block. Prayer is the foundation. Prayer is what is going to help us in the middle of the night and early in the morning. Early in the morning, late at night, prayer is going to hold us over. And we've got to understand that, and we've got to get comfortable making prayers, okay? There's a little prayer book, you know, and it's a small prayer book. It just has a couple of my favorite prayers in it. And, you know, and I created it because I had so many people say to me, you know, oh, I don't know how to pray. And I was like, how do you know not how to not pray? You know, these are just words. You know, you put your breath in it, you put your energy into it, but these are words for God. You know, if you have words for a neighbor, words for a spouse, words for work, you have words for God. But this little book was created to make those words, you know, easier to understand, you know, prayers for this, prayers for that. So something that, you know, if you don't have a active prayer life, you know, if you are looking for more prayers, please make sure you add that to your list. Add that to your arsenal of prayers so that you can begin to understand more, okay? All right. Adding prayers to the end of the program adds goodness, adds sweetness to the words that were spoken. Hopefully begins to add in some healing so that we can continue our growth together. Prayer makes everything better. So let's begin to think about how we can add prayer into not just Wednesday night at 9:30, but how do we add prayer into, you know, our daily lives? How do we add prayer into, how do we add prayer, studying prayer, understanding prayer? How do we add that into who we are as people, right? So let's begin to think about that, okay? So please don't let this be the only prayer that you hear between now and next Wednesday. We have lots of praying to do. Try to get your everyday in. And it's so amazing. There's 24 hours in a day, back to back. If we get good sleep for 8 to 9 of those hours, and then we're in the bathroom for an hour, that's 15 hours we have available for prayer. God is not asking for half of that. God's not asking for a third or a quarter of that. God is asking to be recognized, though. God is asking to have our actions reflect the word, the reflect his word, reflect his desires, reflect the blueprint that he has for us. Okay? So whenever you get busy, get tied up, get those prayers in. Get those prayers in. I have made it a point that I'm going to be late before I miss this prayer. I don't care. I've had a number of jobs in my life. Chances are I'm going to have a number more. chances are we'll I'll continue to have, you know, different jobs. It's fine. But there's only one God. I'm only going to have one relationship with this God. So even if I have to be late for a minute, stop what I'm doing and let's make prayer, because I know the only thing getting me to this job safely is God. I know the one that's protecting me as I'm in the belly of the beast is God. I know that the things that I'm going to need in my life journey is God. So if you can't stop for a minute and put God first, I'm going to give you examples of how you can. So I don't know if that means last year we were doing devotions. I had to do the morning program, which consisted of the prayer. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to tell this job I'm going to be late every single day. I won't be there until 7:30. And I was new, and I didn't know what they were going to say. You know, they don't have to allow me to make my – they did, because I definitely let them know I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, I got to make these prayers. So take your prayers seriously and take them as the priority in your life, okay? So just something to think about. All right, so we're going to go into prayer. Father, Mother, God, we come before you humbly, thanking you for the opportunity for this platform to reach out and to share with others the divine light that you allow to be reflected from us. God, we know that this is your light. We desire only to do your work. Please continue to communicate, lay out the blueprint in which we are to do the work that you have designed. God, we work to strengthen our vessels, strengthen our minds, strengthen our emotions so that we can do the work that you have set out for us. God, we ask that all of your agents of good protect us from the negativity of this world, the negativity that is within us. Protect us from the places and spaces we should not be. Let it be clear to us where we should be. God, I want to thank you personally for setting up barriers in my life to block away things that mean me harm. I thank you. God, I've seen this work ever so recently in my life, and I am thankful for it. I am patient with the work that you would have me do. I am patient with myself as I do the work. I am patient with those that I must do the work for. God, I ask for the strength to continue the good work. Continue the good fight. Continue to make positive things happen for myself and for my small family. God, I ask you to bless all of A Wonderful Approach and all of those affiliated with A Wonderful Approach. These are the soldiers that are ready to do the work. For the blessings that I have seen these hardworking angels and warriors receive, God, I ask for the wisdom to continue to guide in the positive. I ask for the wisdom in the emotion and the love to be gentle in my guidance. God, I ask for all of the direction that's going to be needed for us to continue to be productive citizens of this universe. God, I ask for those that are coming, because there are plenty coming. God, I ask that they come, that they are received well, that they have the positive energy come to them, that we at A Wonderful Approach are doing as you wish, sharing information, sharing our story, creating the healing that's necessary. God, I want to thank you for allowing us to complete these fasts every Wednesday. They are and can be mentally challenging, and I am just thankful for the strength to get through them each day. God, I ask that you humble my attitude. Humble me to the point where I can do the work with no resistance in my heart. God, I want to thank you for the faith to keep working. I want to thank you for the faith and the confidence all those in the collective have as we go forward, as we are working on bettering ourselves, working on positive characters, working on being the person who you want us to be. God, we come before you with gratitude in our heart. We are thankful for the journey. We are thankful for the tools to complete the journey. We are thankful for the love that you give us each day. Promise to do more. More love, more positivity, more energy, more outreach, more example setting, more all those things, God, that I know that is pleasing to you and that I know is going to help our universe, that I know is going to create within us the growth that's needed as we continue on our way. So, God, I say thank you and ask that you continue to watch over us as we go on this journey. Amen.